Well, we're visiting today with some of the tops of the class of 2012 from Adair Casey High School. We have two students with us, and we're going to start with Macy James. Macy, tell us about your family.
My dad's name is Tim James. My mom's name is Michelle James. I have a sister. She goes to Drake University. Her name's London James. She's 21 now. My dad works at Stetson Building Products in Omaha. My mom works up at the law office in Adair.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What classes, what coursework did you enjoy?
My favorite was probably science, and I liked math. I'm pretty good at it. I'm not great at it, but it's one of my favorites. And my all-time favorite is probably art.
Okay. Do the courses and things, do they come pretty easy to you? I know you're, you know, one of the top students here in the class. Does it come pretty easy for you, or do you work at it really hard?
Science came pretty easy. Math was harder for me. I had to work at that a lot. And most classes came easy for me except math.
Have you always taken school very seriously?
Yeah, pretty serious. I'm always full on my schedule, and I don't have very many study halls ever.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about teachers and things. Are there some teachers, some instructors along the way that have kind of pointed you in the right direction?
My math teacher, Mr. Betterton, he's always pushing us, and he has this for math, you don't have to do your assignments, but you can. But if you do, it's going to boost your grade up. So if you don't do your assignments, it might hurt you in the tests. And that always helps you because it's like making you your own responsible person. You've got to be able to do that.
I never had a teacher say we didn't have to do assignments. That's pretty unusual,
yeah,
isn't it?
It was different at first, but it does. After the first year, after you don't do the assignments, you realize how bad that idea is, so you should do them.
He uses it more as a teaching tool as opposed to something to formulate grades?
Yeah, and he teaches some college classes too, actually, so he knows it more, kind of, I think.
Okay. So he's kind of teaching you discipline,
yeah,
along the way, too.
Yeah.
Do you find, are you pretty disciplined anyway?
Pretty disciplined.
Would your friends say the same thing about you?
Probably.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about your extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
I'm in almost all sports. I'm in basketball, volleyball, soccer, football, cheerleading, dance team. There's a lot. There's a ton.
Did you intend to be very busy when you got into high school?
Well, kind of. My dad has always been my coaches and everything when I was younger and all the sports. So I just kind of took it off in high school and everything.
How do you prioritize? I mean, how do you keep everything straight?
It's hard, actually. I'm more of a sports person, so I do like to do sports better than homework, obviously. But I do get my homework done at night, and I try to in the study hall. I usually get some study halls, and I'll try to get them done. But I usually get my homework done in class,
okay,
so I have time.
Except for math, where you don't have to do the homework?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. All right, now I'm following. Do you have a favorite amongst all those things?
Probably soccer. But I just started a year ago, but I've been doing pretty good at it. But that's probably one of my favorites.
Okay. It's good. It's good to try a lot of things.
Yeah, it is. And basketball is probably another one.
Okay. What's next for you? What comes up this fall?
This fall I'm going to Drake University. I'm going into BCMB, which I'm only going in that because I'm going to be going into pharmacy later if I get accepted into pharmacy.
Okay. Is that something you've always wanted to do?
Pharmacy?
Mm-hmm.
No, actually. I just randomly came to my mind a couple of years ago, and I thought it would be cool. So I job shadowed our Adair pharmacist, and I liked it a lot.
Good. Okay. Drake University.
Yeah.
How did you choose that school?
My sister goes there, first of all, and visit her a couple of times, and I liked it a lot. And I like how it's not huge, but it's not tiny, and I just like that you can just walk around and get to places.
Okay. Close to home, but mm-hmm, still far enough away.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Okay. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What do you want them to know before they start high school?
Oh, geez. I just think that make sure you do your homework. Always do your homework and always do it before sports. Take it seriously. Don't back down on your homework because you think you're going to be better like in 12th grade and 11th grade. You need to do all 4 years as best as you can and you'll do fine.
Okay. Except in math.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. All right, Macy. Well, good luck to you in the future.
Thank you.
All right, thank you a lot. Next up is Jake McLean. Jake, tell us about your family.
Well, I live with my mom and stepdad, and my stepdad is a farmer, and my mother is a secretary at the school. My dad lives in Ankeny, and he's actually going back to college right now. So I also have a brother who's just turned 21, and he's down at Kansas City Community College studying audio engineering.
Okay, very good. Spread out a little bit there.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about classwork and things that you enjoyed. What are you good at?
Well, I feel as though I'm pretty good at math. I enjoyed math. It was definitely a struggle, but it definitely took a lot of hard work, and I think I've gotten a lot better at it over the years.
Okay. Did you do your homework?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Does it come easy to you, or do you really have to work hard at it?
It used to come easy when we were doing more simple equations and stuff, but now that we've gotten into calculus, it's all new, and it's a struggle every day, uh-huh. for sure.
What about being in a small school? You know, there are some people in large cities that would look at small schools and say, gee, that's just terrible for those kids. They just don't get any opportunities. But you've had a chance to experience it. What do you think?
I love it. I love every bit about it. I talked to some friends from Waukee and stuff, and they're like, 16 kids in your class? Wow, I wouldn't even know what to do, but I love it. I think it's a blessing because you get to really interact with your teachers and your friends, and you know your friends really well.
Mm-hmm. Do you get a lot of one-on-one attention from instructors?
Oh, absolutely. Some of our classes, we only had five or six people in it, like trigonometry. We only had six kids in there, so it was a lot of one-on-one time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and don't you get some opportunities to take some college-level courses as well if you choose to do so?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think I'll be graduating with 19 college credits, so we've had great opportunity to take that.
Yeah, that's a big advantage, too. Well, talk about teachers. Who pointed you in the right direction?
I'd have to say Mr. Betterton, for sure. Just because he's so gracious when you don't understand math, and he's so smart, so it's just crazy how he's so patient with us. He taught me a lot, definitely.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
Well, I work out 5 days a week. I played football, golf, and I'm really involved with church.
Okay. Do you have any favorites among those things?
I love working out. That was my favorite, and definitely church. That's probably above all my favorite.
I had a chance to interview the 2011 World's Strongest Man here a week or two ago. Is that something you want to do then?
No, sir. No. I just like to work out just to look a little better. Maybe not World's Strongest, but...
You never know. You might get there, too. Well, let's talk a little bit about the extracurricular activities and stuff. Now, you've got a lot of those things going on and stuff, but, you know, you have to learn to budget your time and fit all these things in. How do you do that?
Well, I mean, I just take it one day at a time. Say if it's Thursday, church takes priority. I go into Des Moines, go to church on Thursday nights. Every morning I fit my workout in and then just homework, squeeze it in at any given point.
Do you feel it's important just as an overall, just to developing yourself as a person, to kind of keep those priorities straight?
Absolutely. You got to take every chance to make yourself better every day. So I try and do that through all my activities.
Okay. Well, what's coming up for you this fall?
I'm going to be studying at Simpson. I'll be studying religion.
Okay. Why did you choose Simpson College?
Well, it's about the right proximity to home. I'm kind of far enough away that I won't see him every weekend, but, you know, I can also go home when I need to, and it's just good school.
Okay. Well, and you're majoring in religion. What do you want to do with that?
Well, after 4 years at Simpson, I plan to go to seminary and become a pastor, lead a church.
How long have you wanted to do that?
Actually, I just came on a couple years ago. I definitely changed my whole course, and that's the way I felt pointed to.
Okay. Is there someone or something that kind of puts you in that direction?
Yeah, I had a pretty big event my sophomore summer, and it just radically changed the way I see things. Just got totally blessed and chose a whole new path.
Okay, very good. Well, where do you see yourself then down the road?
After Simpson, I really don't know where seminary would point me to, but I definitely want to be a pastor and leading churches.
In a smaller area like Adair, or are you thinking maybe something a little bit bigger?
Well, I guess I'd be all right with either, just kind of where I'm pointed to. I couldn't tell you.
Okay, very good. Well, give those eighth graders some good advice.
Ooh, that's easy. Just go hard in everything you do, because sitting here now, just last day of school was yesterday, and it's crazy. It flies by, and you're going to wish that you gave it your all in everything.
Okay. Don't dig yourself a hole.
Absolutely not.
All right, Jake. Good luck to you down the road.
Thank you, sir.
All right, you bet. That's Jake McLean and Macy James. They're two of the tops of the class of 2012 at Adair Casey High School.